For Regional Radio, I'm Kyle Hill, visiting with the director of the Missouri Department of Agriculture, Christian. And recently, she just marked her 100th day in office. As part of that, the department announced their vision for Missouri agriculture, and it's simply titled More. And director, what can you tell us about the vision of simply calling it More?
Well, you know, Missouri stands strong on proud traditions of farming, family, and community. And we as the Department of Agriculture are always seeking ways to enhance the quality of life in those communities by developing solutions to help improve the value of their life and to make sure that they have all the resources that they need. So we just decided, you know, Missouri won't settle. So what will it take to do more? What's it going to take for us to feed more, reach more, connect more, and empower more? So that's why we came up with the theme of More.
As you've outlined those four pillars, let's walk through each of those.
So the Feed More is how can we increase access for Missouri products, but at the same time raise awareness for those who are food insecure. They're the ones who really depend on Missouri farmers and ranchers having all the tools in their toolbox to make sure that we can keep food affordable. You know, you think about the families that are very dependent on the food banks. We need to have food choice in the grocery store for those families. So it's very important for us to focus on how we can do more to make food affordable for them. We want to make sure that people know about food. And so that's where Reach More comes into play. We want to reach out to our consumers because everybody eats. So we want them to feel comfortable with farmers and ranchers. We want them to feel comfortable with the new technologies that we're using. And we want to make sure that we get accurate information into their hands about what farmers and ranchers are doing on a daily basis on their farms and ranches to grow food. And that just gives us another opportunity to not only promote our farmers and ranchers, but the great products that they're raising on their farms as well. As far as Connect More, we're really focused on making sure that the last mile gets connected with broadband. Rural communities are just as dependent upon broadband as urban communities. And we even have urban communities that don't have access to high-speed internet. So while we may not have the resources here at the Department of Agriculture to do anything about that, we can make sure that all the players are at the table to have constructive conversations, to lay the groundwork moving forward, to make sure that we can get that last mile connected. And we've been working very closely with the governor's office and all the stakeholders to make sure that we are addressing that need to see what we can do to meet that challenge in the future. And Empower More is giving farmers and ranchers the tools they need to tell their story and make sure people understand what happens on their farms. But it also involves consumer input. So we're getting ready to have a rural review here at the department, and we invite consumers to go onto our website from June the 1st to July the 30th and make comments about regulations and rules that we have here at the Department of Agriculture that might be burdensome or just really don't have an impact or they're not getting the desired result. So we want to hear from consumers. We want to hear from farmers and ranchers or other people that we might regulate here at the Department of Agriculture. And, of course, we want feedback from our employees as well. They're the ones on the front line being the face of the Department of Agriculture on a daily basis. So we want to make sure that we are not only empowering the people that we serve and promote and protect, but also our employees, too.
Tell us a bit about how each of these objectives were developed. What led the department to focus on these four tenets?
I spent the last 100 days talking with farmers and ranchers and listening to my employees, talking about what we do really great here at the department and things that are a struggle for us maybe or areas that we can improve. So all of these four pillars came from talking with farmers and ranchers and from my employees and just paying really close attention to what their needs were so that I could make sure they could do their jobs better.
Is there already anything planned between now and the state fair, including the fair itself?
Well, you know, when we rolled out More, we really wanted our employees to own this vision. So we're going to be having a comment period to hear back from our employees to find how they think we should be filling those pillars and reaching out and doing more. So we're waiting for their comment periods to come back so that we can better plan the direction we're going to go. We truly want this to be employee-driven. We want our employees to feel important in this and to own it and to realize that they play a very important role in this. So at this time, we're just waiting for our employee feedback.
How can folks learn more about what the Department of Agriculture is doing with regards to reaching more Missourians?
Well, you can find it on our website at agriculture.mo.gov/more.
We've been visiting with Director Chris Chin of the Missouri Department of Agriculture. Any additional comments you have today?
I just encourage everybody to check out our Facebook page and to follow us on Twitter, because a lot more information about more will be coming soon in the days to come about that on those social media sites.
Christian is the director of the Missouri Department of Agriculture. We thank you very much for updating us on your vision for the Department of Agriculture.
Thanks, Kyle.
And for Regional Radio, I'm Kyle Hill.